Live from the GPB Newsroom, I'm Ricky Bevington. A report out today upgrades Hurricane Michael to a Category 5 storm. The National Hurricane Center post-storm analysis released today finds that parts of southwest Georgia experienced winds of 115 miles per hour. The state's agriculture industry suffered about $3 billion in losses due to the storm. People across Georgia today are still feeling the effects of the storm system that moved through this morning, GPB's Sophia Salaby reports.
The National Weather Service has confirmed one tornado touched down briefly this morning in Lawrence County, about an hour south of Macon. Trees and power lines did come down. Georgians in an area from LaGrange and West Georgia up north through Atlanta and Gainesville are under a flood warning. National Weather Service meteorologist Ryan Willis says parts of the region saw over 5 inches of rain.
That led to some pretty widespread flooding issues across those areas, and we still have a decent number of waterways that are above flood stage.
Willis says there could be some additional thunderstorms and showers that move through the state overnight. For GPB News, I'm Sophia Salaby in Atlanta.
Hundreds of new jobs are coming to Technology Square in Midtown Atlanta. Health insurance company Anthem confirmed to the Atlanta Business Chronicle it will expand its Georgia footprint with a move into a planned 20-story tower near Georgia Tech. I'm Ricky Bevington for GPB News.